All right, we're ready to continue. Next up is South Carolina, Shane Beamer. The Gamecocks will host Missouri on Saturday at 4:15 Eastern on SEC Network. To get a question in, please use the raise hand function. And coach, while we wait on those questions, if you could please take a moment to comment on your team as you enter this week's game versus Missouri.
Yes, thank you. Excited to be back home. Big challenge this week. Coach Drinkwitz has done a great job finding ways to win. They're 7-2. They've won 18 out of their last 22 games. They're a veteran team and extremely talented.
For questions, please use the raise hand button, and we'll begin with Bob Holt of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Shane, how you doing?
Good, Bob. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. I wanted to ask about Rocket Sanders. I know he's had a couple big games back-to-back. I know he had a big game against LSU, but I think maybe he had an ankle or something earlier. But just wondering what your thoughts on him the last couple games and maybe how he's gotten back to more being his normal self, I guess.
Yeah, he's been great. I think he's just continued to get healthier as the year's gone on, knocking off the rust of last season throughout the year. He's worked really, really hard to put himself in the position that he's in right now. He's had a really good stretch. There's no doubt about it with what he's doing running the ball, but also catching the ball out of the backfield, pass protection. He's done a really nice job and couldn't be happier for him.
I know you guys have a great defense. You have other weapons on offense, but with Rocket playing like he has the last couple of weeks, how big is that for this push you guys are making here?
No, it's huge. I mean, we want to be balanced on offense, but we always want to start with being able to run the football. And when you're able to run the football, it helps so much with the rest of your offense and your entire team. So what we've been able to do running the ball has been a huge lift to our football team, our offense in general. And every week's different, and we've got to continue to get better. There's no doubt about it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Next is Mike Griffith of AJC Dog Nation.
Hey, Shane. Appreciate you doing the call as always. You've obviously had a couple viral moments over the years talking about some great teams in the SEC, and the rankings came out last night. And out of the 14 teams in the league, I guess they've won four out of the last five national titles out of that 14-team group pre-Texas. I think they produced 10 of the 20 college football playoff championship game participants. None of them are ranked in the top six. And I know the Gamecocks have seen Alabama and Ole Miss up close. So a couple of questions. One, does that surprise you that there's none of those teams in the top six? And two, do you think this is going to affect the conversation that the SEC has about whether or not to move to a 9-game schedule instead of an 8-game schedule?
In regards to 9 or 8 game, I understand the question. I got a lot more things to worry about this week, Mike, than that. I haven't really thought about it. In regards to the rankings, I know the league that we play in. I know the level of talent that you see every single Saturday in this league. All you have to do is look at the NFL draft every April, and there's a reason this conference has led the nation in draft picks, I think, for the last 19 years, if I'm not mistaken. There's no weeks off in this league. It's not one of those where there's four great teams at the top of the conference and everybody else is just average. There's no weeks off in this conference. And I've been in other conferences. There's nothing like the SEC, and I'll leave it at that.
Thanks, Shane. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
You bet.
Next will be Steve Moulton of WZZN.
Hey, Coach. Always appreciate the time, sir.
Yes, Steve.
I wanted to ask what you saw out of Missouri in that Oklahoma game last weekend. What did you see out of the Tigers in that win?
Defense that was opportunistic and plays really, really hard, flew around and made plays. And then an offense that made plays. I mean, they've got weapons. You know, obviously I know Cook didn't play the quarterback, but I was at Oklahoma with Lincoln Riley, and we recruited the heck out of Drew Pine. So I know what kind of player he is. I was at Oklahoma with Theo Weiss. I know what kind of player he is. Luther Burden is going to be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft, it sounds like. I know what kind of player he is. And they've got a really big, physical, athletic, talented offensive line. So I saw what they are, a really good football team who their best players stepped up when they needed them to, meaning Burden and Weiss, and an opportunistic defense that kept them in the game all night.
And on the subject of physicality, I know I asked you a couple of weeks ago about maybe a turning point after Ole Miss, but the level of physicality that your defense is bringing it, it just has it ratcheted up. It certainly seems that way when I'm watching it, Coach.
I would hope we've been physical all year. There's no question about it. I mean, you go back and look at all of our games. Old Dominion and Kentucky were the first two, and I would think that we were that way as well. You know, our guys are certainly playing with physicality. They're playing with great effort right now. They're playing with great togetherness. And certainly they're playing with confidence right now. There's no doubt about it. But we also know that every week in this league is a new challenge. And this week, you know, I think we're playing a team that's got probably the best receiving core in this league. And it'll be a big challenge for our front seven to be able to stop the run and create pressure on the quarterback, and a big challenge for our defensive backs versus Burden, Weiss, Cooper, the whole crew they have back there.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Next is Joseph Van Zimmerman of Mizzou on SI.
Good morning, Shane. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Doing good. Just wondering, you talked yesterday about no matter who is in that quarterback for Missouri, they've just built this identity offensively, you know, all the way with Drinkwitz of the outside running game and that setting up everything offensively. Can you just kind of break down exactly how that outside run game sets everything up in the pass game as well?
Yeah. You know, I think it starts with their offensive line. When you watch those guys play, you know, sometimes you turn on the tape and watch an offensive line and there's just some guys that maybe they're big, but they don't move very well. They're not very athletic. When you watch Missouri's offensive line, that's not the case. They're big, they're physical, and they're athletic. And you've got to have an athletic offensive line to be able to run that outside zone, wide zone, whatever you want to call it, because they basically just get moving and get their hands on people. And, you know, depending on how you play it, the ball, the running back may just continue to keep that ball outside, or you get pushed to the side or get out of a gap, that running back's putting his foot in the ground and getting vertical. So it's a big challenge. It's one of those, you know what they're going to do, and they still do it to people as well. And then the backs they have, the one from App State and then the one that came in from Georgia State, you know, both those guys complement each other because they're really good at that scheme, in my opinion. They can get going sideways, put their foot in the ground, and get vertical in a heartbeat. But then you add the – you know, you add the quarterback run game off that, which they run some, you know, run some of that with Brady Cook. They did some quarterback draw RPO last week against Oklahoma. You know, so they've got different schemes that they'll complement wide zone with, but that's where it starts. And, you know, you've got to do a great job trying to defend that and then being able to tackle people in space. But then it just opens up stuff in the passing game as well, whether it be play action shots down the field or whether it be the, you know, naked boot they ran against Vanderbilt where they got, you know, Burden and the receivers into the boundary over there on Missouri sideline and they fake the run left and then boot out right, throw the ball to Burden and nobody's around him and he runs it in for a touchdown. So it opens up so much more in their passing game because of what they're able to do in the run game.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach, that's going to be all your questions today. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great week.
Thanks, you too.